Blog Talk Radio.
Say that across the board.
You think for me,
I won't say across the board.
And I think we need to get back to space.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Yo. What it do, America? You are joining in tonight on another fabulous conversation amongst friends. Now, in order for you to be a part of the conversation, all you have to do is dial 760-683-2662, or you can join us by going to our Facebook group, which is, of course, Amongst Friends Radio Show. Put that in the search engine. Come on, join us, do what you do. Or you can listen to us on blogtalkradio.com/Amongst Friends. Make sure that you're turning down your radio or your internet when you're calling in. If you want to be a part of the queue, press 1 and we'll get moving. Tonight, you have all of our co-hosts, with the exception of Brittany, who is on maternity leave. So you have Joey, Q, Heather, and Jeff. And tonight's topic is, how much are you willing to put up with in a relationship? Now, here's a disclaimer. Don't be calling here lying. Now, if you don't put up with a bunch of stuff, then just be honest. If you don't put up with a bunch of stuff, we don't need you faking for the masses. Just be real. Because guess what? You're amongst friends, and you can be yourself. So, let's just jump right on into the conversation. And Q, I'm going to ask you, how much are you willing to put up with in a relationship?
It all depends. You know, I can't put up. I could put up with most stuff, but one thing I can't put up is disrespect and lying. All the other things I can put up with. Even if you know my significant other, if she goes out there and has sex with whoever. That's forgiven. I can let that go once. Because we all, you know, we all fall down, you know, you know how the song goes. But if it's like, you know, if it's done like multiple times, then you know, that's an issue. That's an issue. But one time, we all fall one time, America. So, you know, me being the forgiving person that I am, I can forgive one time.
I can't.
What you mean? First of all, did you ask me? You asked me. Did you ask me?
Okay, America, hold on. Harrier.
I specifically
said, please, do not be calling up here lying.
It appears
that I have to extend this same disclaimer to my co-host. Because, Ninja, you're lying. Seriously?
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. I'm serious. You know, she could mess up. She could I'm serious. She said, look, I did this one time, I never do it again. Okay, fine. I'm going to be angry, but I'ma get over it. I'ma get over it. We're gonna work on it, I'ma get over it. What?
Q is gonna get over it.
I'ma get over it.
Nigga, I mean Ninja, you
what did you call me?
I said men.
Deidre, how come you don't believe me? How come you don't believe me?
Okay, the reason why I don't believe you is because you are forever holding on to some stuff. Forever holding on to the stuff.
No, I don't.
People do you. I mean, I'm trying not to be putting your stuff in the street. I mean, but dude, you know, like past situations, you know, when people was trying to get to know you and stuff like that, you was like, hell no.
That is not true. Oh, my God, that is not true. This is me. But you know what, Deidre? You're to an extent, you're right. I forgive, but I don't forget. So you know, as long as you don't do me a second time, we're good. I'm gonna let you slide for the first one. I'm gonna let you slide because, like I said, we all fall down. We all slip.
I do not.
But if you keep slipping, it's gonna be a problem. So let me ask you this.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So does it? Okay. So we all know that you lead a rather interesting life when it comes to relationships. You know, you get down with alternative situations. Is it because you do deal with these alternative methods that you're more understanding about the whole, if she were to sleep around once, you would be okay?
Maybe because my way of thinking is different from the norm, and it may be contributed to, you know, how I roll. So, It maybe not 50-50, but we still have boundaries though. We still have boundaries no matter if you live vanilla or live alternative. We still have boundaries. So if the boundaries are crossed, then yeah, you have to deal with the situation as with all scenarios. So I guess that has a little bit to do with it. But I'm also a realist also, and I'm a realist also, and I think that, you know, all relationships, somebody's going to slip, somebody's going to like dip off. It happens. So, and if you think it doesn't happen,
okay,
then
so
you're
then,
a problem.
So then my question, and I guess I'm kind of taking this off topic, but if you know that it is to be expected that someone is going to slip up, whether it be you or whether it be your girl, why not just be in an open relationship?
Say that woman, because it's the relationship, it should be more than just sex. I mean, if you're in love with the person, if you want to be with the person, you want to spend the rest of your life with the person, it's hard. It's hard to like just walk. It's hard to just like walk away.
No, it ain't.
It's hard to see that's why you're in this. So anyway,
what the hell?
Anyway,
no.
We're not gonna go there. It's like I said, babe. We can forgive, but we can't forget. You know, I forgive you for what you did, but if you do it again, there's going to be serious issues and repercussions that you're going to have to deal with.
I don't agree. I think that you're trying to found all open-minded and stuff with America, but you're lying. You're full of crap right now.
If I just said I forgive but I don't forget, and I'm gonna forgive you once, that I'm not going to forgive you twice, because you know, shame on you the first time. Second time is shame on me. It's not gonna get to that. It's not gonna get to that that part. It's not going to get there. I'm gonna have to let you go. So I mean, if you interview about 20 couples, I guarantee you 15, 16, up to 17 will say, you know what, I did this. I messed up, and the other partner forgave them. But they know that it is not going to happen. If it happens again, it's going to be a whole new different scenario. And that's it. I don't think I'm the only one that feels this way. We all snip. We all fuck up.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We all mess up in life, and we should all be extended grace to a certain extent. And I'll even go further to say, if I am married, and please hear me when I say, if I am married and you sleep around on me, then I am more likely not going to leave. I'm going to work that stuff out. However, if you are my boyfriend, we have no legal ties, we are not man and wife, and you cheat on me, and we're supposed to be in a monogamous relationship, bruh, it's a wrap. I'm done. Because, one, okay, you could have came to me and said, you know, hey, you know, Deidre, you're not doing something sexually, or Deidre, I don't feel like you're talking to me. Deidre, you know, you could have a variety of things that you could come to me and say, there is a problem which is causing me to look outside our relationship. What say you? That would give me the opportunity to say, okay, well, guess what? I can't do that. So here is your opening pass to do whatever.
It's just cut and dry with you. It's just cut. I don't think it should matter if it's married or if you're a boyfriend or girlfriend. If you've been boyfriend and girlfriend for like years, you know, and y'all like try to take things to the next level, as in, you know, fiance and marriage, it's hard for one of the partners to just let go, be like, bro, you out of here. It's hard, and because it's too emotional, and you just wrapped up in a relationship. So when one party messes up, it's just not cut and dry to say, like, you know what, you out of here, because you have to think about, we have to think about, you know, the pros and the cons. And
No. There is cause and effect. You decided to step out of the relationship and not inform me that we had a problem. Now, had you come to me and said, baby, we got a problem, we got a serious problem, you know, you are absolutely right. If I don't address that, then, yeah, you cheat on me and I find out, yeah, I have to give you some leeway. I have to give you some kind of something. But if you just go out there all willy-nilly, I don't know that anything is wrong. Or guess what? It could possibly be that there's nothing wrong and you just wanted to hit something else. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're just going to have to agree to disagree. It's cool. We're just going to have to agree to disagree. Because to you, it sounds to me, baby, that it's like, I mean, to you, it's just cut and dry. You mess it one time, that's your ass.
No,
I'm gone.
No. It's not cut and dry, because I just clearly said, if you came to me and we were communicating, I am obviously trying to work on the problem. But if you still go outside of that, you have made a decision. You have decided cut and dry that you no longer want to be with Deidre. You've made that decision. They ain't got nothing to do with me. You decided now here you are having to deal with the consequences of your actions. That's not cut and dry.
Okay. Okay. I understand. I got you. So the question goes back to you. So,
okay.
Deidre?
Uh-huh.
So, how much? What's your limit? What things you will allow and what things that you won't allow?
Well, like I said,
I have a second question too.
I will tell you what a number one deal breaker is. And see, for me, there are some things that will give you more grace if we're married. And that's because we're legally tied together. So in my current situation, being a single woman and America, several weeks ago, Deidre was on the line, very happy about a relationship that she was in. Everything was woohoo, yang yang, bada bing, whatever. Anyway, I'm now single, so we're gonna move right on.
Oh Lord, you gonna move?
So let me tell you what the number one deal breaker is. Number one. You cannot come back to this house ever.
Ever?
Okay, don't let me say ever. We are
ever.
Done until some... Yep. No, we're done. You want me to tell you what that is?
What is it?
If you steal from me.
Ooh. So stealing goes above disrespect.
Hey, stealing is, you violated the respect right there. You stole from me.
Okay.
You stole from me.
Okay.
You came into my home. I have allowed you into my personal space. I've allowed you to have access to all of me. And I am very much someone who is very open. I am a sharer. What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine. You know, that's my outlook. However, when you literally pick up an item out of my house or out of my car or even my car for that matter, and you sell it or steal it, for whatever reason, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Okay.
Okay,
how about this? How about, okay, scenario. We living together.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We living together. And you have... You listen to your iPod, but there's an extra iPod in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I take it with me to work. Okay?
Okay.
I take it with me to work. So 2 or 3 days later, you're looking for it. And I have it.
Okay.
It is still a problem because I didn't tell you that I have it.
No.
It's kind of like it's on the verge of stealing, but it's stealing ish. It's stealing ish. Because
no.
I didn't let you know.
No, those are two different
okay.
things. Those are
okay.
two different things.
No, it's a thin line, but it's a thin line. because some people may say, like, well, you didn't ask me if you could borrow it. So it's, in their eyes, it's stealing also.
Okay, hopefully, you know, we can put a little something in your ears so that you can hear more clearly. But I did say earlier that when we're together, you know, what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine.
I understand that, Mookie. But sometimes when it's what's mine is yours and what's mine is mine. I mean, what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours. With the premise that you ask.
See, because I'm not one of those people. What's mine is mine.
Okay. I stand corrected.
The difference is if you walk out of my house and you sell it, if you pawn it, if you give it to someone else, and it is no longer in our possession, you are in violation of a theft, and you got to go.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Number two.
Okie-dokie.
And I'm going to get a little flack with this. Again, there are some differences with being married and being single. Okay.
Okay.
If I am single, as I am now, and you put your hands on me, it's a wrap.
Out of anger. Put your hands on you out of anger.
You're absolutely right. You are out to harm me in a bad way. Now, you may want to harm me in a good way. Thank you, Jesus. Hey.
You're a freak.
Yes. Okay. You may want to hurt me that way, and I'm clearly fine with that. But if you put your hands on me, you done black my eye, you done knock my tooth out, all this kind of stuff, yo, it's a wrap. However, this is kind of weird for me. If we're married and you do the same thing, we're going to be some fighting mugs, and after it's all said and done, I'm going to love up on you and bandage you.
Phaedra, come on. And you calling me America. America? America. What did Jesus say in the beginning? We all need to be straight up honest about our shit.
That's
a lie. That's bullshit. It doesn't matter, and I understand what you're saying. It doesn't matter if you got a boyfriend, girlfriend, or if you married for like years. Abuse is abuse.
Uh-uh.
Abuse is abuse. It doesn't matter if you're married or not. Please,
you're
lying. Deidre Rosen just told a bald face to get out of here.
I'm being dead serious.
I'm about to do this show all by yourself because you tripping.
I'm being dead serious. How am I tripping? I'm being honest. And I said that I would probably take some flack for this, but here's the thing.
Deidre, there's been times when we had talks. We had talks about this. And you said if anybody put their hands on you, they're dead. Now you want to switch the situation and say, well, if I'm married, we're going to be fighting, and afterwards, we're going to be having sex afterwards. That's some bullshit. See, you just told about your case.
I didn't say that.
Jeff, did you hear that?
Will you let me finish? I clearly said, if I am single, it's a wrap.
It doesn't matter if you're single.
I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to show you how we're going to work this. How about that? How about I mute your damn line so I can talk? How about that?
Wow.
The folks be talking over folks. So, America, let me talk to y'all. I've been married before. And when I do walk down the aisle, when I walk down the aisle again, if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, but nevertheless, if I do get married again, it will be to the death. And so, if in going into a new relationship and I get married and I was not very open and very, if I overlook the signs, there are certain things that I'm going to have to deal with. So if I overlook the fact that he was aggressive and that he wanted to hit on me and stuff like that, that's some stuff I'm going to have to deal with. Now, I'm not trying to say he's going to beat me to death, because I'm going to tell you, if he hit me, he's going to have to go to sleep with one eye open, because it's going to be on up in that camp. But I'm just saying, if we're married and there is some domestic violence, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to the courthouse right now, I'm filing, I'm out. I am now going to bring Q back on the line. And I know he is probably saying all kinds of ugly words, but I just needed America to hear my point of view, whether you understand it or not.
You ain't gonna fight nobody.
Okay.
You mute me for real. You ain't gonna fight nobody.
Ask Q. I done fought him before.
You never fought me before. You don't hit women, so you never fought me, but I shake the shit out of a woman.
This is what I don't understand. Now, America, if you are friends with Deidre, you know that there's certain little furry animals that Deidre will jump like 60 feet in the air when she sees
exactly.
her. So exactly. What I don't understand is, I love when women throw this whole thing out about, you know, how they don't fight and all this other stuff, and you put your hands on me and whatnot. But what I don't understand is, why is your Xena warrior princess only, is it subjective or objective, why is it only activated when it's a full-fledged, like, demolisher in your face? Like, you should not in no way, shape, or form be trying to fight some dude if you put it in. You should.
Okay.
I think that you should just go ahead and take that first hit, realize that the situation is over, the resignation for the relationship has been written and signed by the both of you, and you should get out and do what you need to do to be happy. But yet, and still, that's the time when you choose to stand up in this dude's face, doing good and full well, that the last fight you had, you were 16 years old, and now you're going to try to fight this dude. You're going to try and summon up all the powers of all the women in the world, and you're going to try and fight a guy, a dude that you are either in strong life with, you are in love with. But this is the thing that kills me. In a situation to where you have the true situation of overpowering and demolishing something like a rat, a roach, a squirrel, you will run for the hills like your life.
Let me give it to you from my perspective. I can't speak about any other woman but myself. For one, with insects or rodents or what have you, I don't do those well. And if it came between my life or their life, oh, heck to the yes, I'm killing it to the death. So let's just be clear on that. But if it is not rabies and it is not trying to come for my blood, my family, or my children, I'm going to leave it where it is because I don't want to have anything to do with it. On the reverse, if a dude is trying to harm me, heck yes, I am going to fight that. And so let me give you a perfect example. When I was 16, I think it was either 15 or 16 years old, I snuck out the house. Well, actually, we didn't sneak out the house. What we did was we told my mom that we were going to spend the night with a girlfriend, but her mom worked at night, so wasn't nobody going to be there. And so instead of staying at the girl's house, I went over to my boyfriend's house. And he was drinking, and he was getting a little violent. And he didn't want to say
anything. Hold up. You said you were 16?
I was 15, 16.
Okay, and how old was the dude?
He was 17 or 18.
That's a red card right there. I'm just saying.
You know what? I want you to be quiet. Don't make me mute your phone again. Okay. So he wanted to have sexual relations, and because he was drunk, I thought that was gross. And so I was like, dude, just let me go home. You know, whatever. I don't want to be here anymore. And so he took my keys and threw them. Then I became all kinds of bitches and hoes and all this kind of stuff. And then he grabbed me around the neck. And it was on up in the camera. It was on.
He grabbed you around the neck?
Yes. He grabbed me around the neck.
She had an orgasm. I don't know why she's trying to lie like she's trying to play this
hard.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You probably bust off a few.
You know what? You're so foul. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, at the end of the day, he's chasing me around the car, you know, because I'm trying to get into the car. I'm trying to get away. Then now he was, you know what, Anthony, I don't need you talking about statutory rape or anything. But anyway, so finally, he's getting ready to, like, punch me. And everything that my brothers taught me, it all came out. And so we was fighting. Well, actually, he wasn't really fighting. I was jabbing and punching and, you know, doing what my brothers taught me. But after that day, it was over. It was done with. No more talking.
Well,
there's no baby.
I understand, baby, that was overdone with. I understand. But here's the scenario that I'm trying to get you to see. Now, everything the same happens, and you're married.
Well, see, but here's the thing.
If all that happened, based on what you said earlier, if all that happened while you were married, would you still hold on to the relationship?
The difference is I would walk away.
Yes or no? Yes or no, Jesus? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
No, I wouldn't walk away.
Thank you. That's all I need to hear. Thank you.
If I make you, I'm not gonna walk away.
Baby, thank you. Thank you. Wow. And you know you contradicted yourself. You just contradicted yourself. And I want you to know that. It's okay, baby. It's okay. I love you.
We'll work this out. Okay, I don't know what the hell Q was saying, but let me be clear. When I say I'm not walking away, it's not that I'm not saying I'm not walking away from a fight. I'm not walking away from the marriage.
But you just said it. You just said earlier, babe. Hold up.
What did I say earlier?
Nothing.
Anyway, Jeff.
Yeah.
My question to you is, what are some things you will and won't put up with in a relationship?
If my wife wanted to bring another woman to the bed, I'd put up with that.
What?
If
Jeff, you lying. You're lying. Oh my God, you lying.
If the chick she brings is bi, oh my, that is fun for the both of us. Stop playing. If you don't want it, I'll take it.
So if your wife brings a bi female, everything is good. But if she is.
That's wrong. If she's
anti-male, she can't. That's ground for.
But baby, Deidre, if she's bi, she has to be, and she can be anti-male.
Huh?
What?
There's no such thing as an anti-male. There's no such thing as an anti-male bisexual. That's come on now.
Q, so again, we want you to clean out your ears because clearly you didn't hear me.
Okay.
I say if she's bi, you're okay. But if she brings someone who is anti-male, you got a problem.
Thank you. My bad,
you're right.
If she was to bring a straight lesbian, she was like, oh, don't touch me. I mean, I would scratch my head and think about that for a minute because I can still, I can still have my form with my wife. But I'm like, at that point, then it's a situation of, look, when we talk about, I can think about it this way. When we talked about long life together, she started talking French. So why can't I now turn around and start talking French? If you're going to do something like that, then we need to be able to go ahead and share that.
Exactly.
So if you bring something that's one-sided to the situation, I got to pause. I got to scratch my head. I got to think for a minute if I'm going to be all right with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I can still have fun with my wife. I can watch, you know what I'm saying, and get my, Cinemax After Dark on. You know what I'm saying? Or I could just be, mad dude and say, no, I'm not going to stand for this. So, I mean, after thinking about it, I'd probably be cool with it. You know what I'm saying? Get to watch the dad and, I'd be able to get some destruction.
Okay.
I have a question for the panel.
Before you ask your questions, we would like to let our Blog Talk family, well, not our Blog Talk family, but our Among Friends family, that they can be a part of this conversation by calling in at 760-683-2662. Now, what's your question?
Okay. Here's the question to the panel and also to our Amongst Friends family. So the question I have is, why do we put up with this, our significant other crap sometimes when we're in a relationship? And is it always, it seems that the excuse is always because I love him or I love her. So why do we put up with it? And is saying, well, because I love him, I love her, is excuse enough?
Okay, say that again.
Okay, so the question is again, why do we put up with our significant other crap sometimes in a relationship? Mm-hmm. And you know, when we do that, when you ask somebody that, the main answer is because I love him or because I love her. So is that always the valuable answer, or is it the answer that just covers everything up? So the first question is, why do we put up with our significant other's crap sometimes in a relationship? Why?
Why?
You don't want to be the one to pull out the scissors over something stupid, and then you end up being alone, and you can't really finagle that mortgage on your damn self. Seriously, you don't want to. Nobody in a relationship should ever go off half cocked when a significant other's flaw appears, because you enter the situation knowing that you were not with the perfect person that you could possibly be with. You knew the person's heart was flawed. So when they show up, that's when your problems show up. So you can't cut and run, you know, when your significant other, when they come home from work and all they want to do is lounge around the house. They don't want to wash dishes. They don't want to take out the garbage. They don't want to. They don't want to cook. They don't want to go to the room and make the bed. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to dust. They don't, you know what I'm saying? You can't do stuff like that. Or, you know, if your girl is always fussing and fighting with you over stuff that's like, you might feel is insignificant, but she don't feel that way. But in the grand scheme of things, are you going to terminate all the love you have for this woman because she just argues with you about this stuff all the time? I mean, you know how she's going to come at you. You know what the situation she's going to be arguing about 9 times out of 10, and you know how to resolve it and get back on her good side. So, like, do you really throw that away? So I would say that, you know, it's a blanket situation.
Wait, before you jump in, Q, one of our chatters said, if you love someone, you're able to forgive their imperfections. You don't love and live with people for how good they are, but how many flaws you can tolerate. And then another person said that the reason why people accept the crap is because they're afraid of being alone. Even though that person should have called in and said it themselves.
What? Moving on, I agree wholeheartedly. You don't want to, if you're in a relationship, you're in 3 years, you're in 4 years, hell, you're in 6 months. You crossed into the promised land of, I got somebody to be with me day in, day out, calling me, checking on me, caring about my feelings, but I'm going to come home from work and see that they didn't water my flowers that they bought for me. How inconsiderate, how rude. I quit you. Use the old terminology back in the day. I quit you. Is it what? Okay. Pack up your stuff, move out the house, be single. Yeah. What? And then you'd be like, how do you have that conversation with your boys, with your girlfriend? Your girlfriend. They're going to be like, is he sleeping? You did what? Over what? Come on, man.
You know what? It seems like when the person says, "Well, the main reason why I put up with a whole lot of his or her crap is because I don't want to be alone." To me, it sounds like a cop out. It sounds like, you know, I really don't want to be with this person, but you know, if I don't be with this person, who am I going to be with?
Mm-hmm.
And you just put yourself in a non-compromising situation. you know, because I think when you put yourself in a situation like that, you lose yourself. You lose yourself when you're in that relationship. And that's one thing that, to me, that's one thing that you shouldn't and can't do. A relationship is two people putting up with each other's, you know, we all got shit with us. We all do. So, but if you place your significant other business over yours, you just messed up your life and messed up yourself in a relationship, and you just compromised anything to be in that relationship, which is, and it's tacky, it's corny.
Okay.
Am I right or am I wrong?
I don't know about tacky and corny, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I say chew that. Chew that. Chew that, homeboy. Chew that.
So, okay. You know, doing the research. Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to read off some of our chatters, some of the things that they won't, some of the things that they won't put up with in a relationship, and you guys can tell me yay or nay, if you agree, if you think it's too much, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I could get this thing to go back.
It seems that the most of what our chatter said, you know, is things that, you know, basically everything is agreed upon. You know, liars, infidelity. You know, like what you said earlier, Deidre, about, you know, theft. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's also substance abuse. That's a good
right.
one.
You know, but you know what I did see? I saw one of the things that people won't put up with is mental abuse. And that, you know, I think in this day, in we can be a little cruel sometimes, and people can be a little sensitive. So it's people can be a little sensitive, but then my question becomes, at what point does it become mental abuse? Like, what are they saying, like, you a skank, you a hoe, you a bitch, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and that's their comment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's what I think, Deidre, is when you just belittle a person to no end. You know, it's like, you're nothing. You're nothing without me. You know, you can't clean. You can't cook. You know, why am I with you? What are you here for? You know, I think it's that level of abuse. Again, it goes to the point of where, you know, it goes to the part of what I just mentioned earlier about being about compromising yourself. You know, so I don't know. I think that's what you know the blogger means by that.
Okay.
So.
I have another question. So
okay.
someone also said, and then I'm gonna go over to the corner and sit down. Someone said that one of the things that they won't put up with in a relationship is criminal behavior. And so my question is it okay for them to have past criminal behavior? Like, say, for instance, if someone was on probation and their whatever they did was prior to you, or are you referring, or are you okay with criminal, you're not okay with criminal behavior when you're with me. So, like, I can't be with you selling drugs. But let's just say you sold drugs 5 years ago, and you got caught. You went up the street, and you came back. Now you're on probation. Is it no criminal behavior for past dealings, or no criminal behavior while you're with me?
What you think, Jeff?
If you don't want no criminal behavior, then you have no. You should not be dealing with a past criminal either. Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to be in circles where activity is. That's just going to be their stomping ground. That's going to be their comfort zone. Not that they would, if they're telling you they're not doing anything, you know, Ray Ray, Pookie, and Junebug is still going to be boosted, still going to be lifted, and they still going to go out and party. They still going to go out and drink. And if somebody push Ray Ray or Junebug, then they don't get the, you know, they don't get the most unruliest street nigga beat down. And that right there is that could be considered criminal behavior. It's like, oh, how you fighting in the club? Yeah, you could be fighting out club. You know what I'm saying? Use your brain. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. If he push you, just say, dude, why you push me? Just walk away. Walk away. Get you a drink. You there to party. I don't know why you fighting for. I don't know why you hanging around with Ray Ray and Drew Bugger fight. Yeah.
You
stupid. So,
why you hitting me in my eye? Why you hitting me in my eye? We're going to get married. I think, you know, I think when the person says criminal behavior, I think that person meant in the current relationship. Because, you know, if the person had, you know, some type of criminal history, if he sold drugs and went to jail and did his time, and when he got out, he's trying to, you know, do the right thing and, you know, try to go the straight and narrow, I don't think the person meant that. I just think it all deals with, you know, the current relationship, you know, he or she is in. I mean, you know, if you got out of jail and you promised your significant other that, baby, you know, I'm not going to sling crack no more, you know, I'm good, I'm trying to do the straight and narrow, and, you know, come to find out that, you know, you're not only slinging crack, but, you know, you doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
Well, I asked a particular person what they meant, and they said actually both.
Both? Wow. Okay. We're gay.
And again, so okay. Yeah, basically, all you're going to be dating is Richie Cunningham types, and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? So keep that don't culture.
They said that you got to be smart enough not to have been caught or lucky.
Smart enough to
be caught.
Do you want to know what you said, DJ?
They need to have been smart enough or lucky enough to not have been caught for them to deal with it.
Then you're still dealing with a criminal. You're just dealing with a criminal who hasn't got caught yet.
Exactly.
So basically, then that's the same situation for a dude to say, well, you know, I'm dealing drugs. My block is hot. I got Johnny Cochran's firm working for me. They tried to bust me 4 times, but they ain't been able to, you know, to put me in the big house. I ain't been lucky enough to get caught. You know, well, I haven't been dumb enough to get caught. So, and I guess I'm lucky because my block is hot, and I got this paper to pay these lawyers. So I guess in that situation, that person can be with a criminal. So they might want to pause and rethink that a little bit, because like I said, if you want to, Richie, if you're talking about doing dating or getting with Richie Cunningham types, you know, those dudes who stay away from crime altogether. Like, the most crime situation you'll see them do is jaywalk, that type of situation. Get a speeding ticket every once in a blue moon, or you know, get a parking ticket. But if you're talking about somebody who got, you know, Johnny Cochran money, or, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, they three levels down from Nino Brown himself, and, you know, Nino's not snitching, yeah, that person never gonna get caught.
I have a scenario, America and panel. Here's a scenario, and I would like to have your answers. So, here it is. Now, we all know of person or persons that stay in a terribly bad relationship. So the question to I want to ask everyone is, what were the reasons for them staying? And after that, what was your attitude toward that person after they told you the reason?
I can respond to that.
Please do.
Do what? Oh.
Yeah.
they were in a bad relationship, and what was said is that the person had potential. And so after you have dealt with so much stuff, it's like, well, I'll be damned if I work with this person all of this time, get them on the right track, and then leave them only for someone else to benefit for all the work that I've put in. And my response was, if you like it, I love it. If you're going to deal with the BS, go for it.
Jeff?
I had a person tell me, had a young lady tell me she was staying in a relationship because she loved him. He was her first love, but he was garbage, straight garbage. He belittled her, he cheated on her, and she knew it. I mean, which way she knew about it. So I basically cut her off as my friend. And
I said, you will cut people off.
Golden scissors. So I cut, but I didn't cut her off because she decided to stay in a bad relationship. I cut her off because after she told me that, I made it clear to her that we can still be cool. However, if I know that you're in a bad relationship and you know that you're in a bad relationship, every time we get together, we chit-chat, we talk, we kick it, I don't want to hear about your bad relationship. Because you're going to stay there. You're not letting your way out.
And see, that's what pisses me off sometimes. Because I, you know, in the same situation like Jeff, you know, you talk to them, and you know, you don't want to say, you know what, get out of that relationship. You just try to do whatever to make them see what you see, and you say what you have to say, and they'd be like, okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. But when they go back to the person, it's the same situation. And there's always like, well, you know, we fucking, and, you know, I said what I had to say, and I forgive them, but nothing really happens. The situation is still the way it is. So, like, Jeff, I don't want to. Every time I see you and I say, what's up, how you doing, I don't want to hear that talk about, you know, where he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing this, he's doing that, because obviously you're not taking into consideration what we told you. It goes back to compromising yourself. And in that scenario, she lost herself. She sacrificed her being or his being for the relationship. So when you go back to that, every time you see that person and they just yik-yak about the relationship, I'm like, I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear all that. Keep it moving. I don't want to hear it. And it may be mean or wrong, but it is what it is. And, you know, when you go through little scenarios like that, the first thing you do is keep distance, create a distance. And they get upset. You know, well, how come you don't talk to me anymore? How come we don't hang? Because you're fucked up. You're living a foul life. You try to do whatever. You try to do whatever to help the person out, but it seems like whatever you say or whatever you try to do is in vain. And it's meaningless and it's nothing. So I agree totally with Jeff said. Totally. So, America, we're still looking for your input. You know, hit us up, www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Hit us on our Facebook page, Amongst Friends Online Radio Show, or you could call us, 760-683-2662. So we will love to hear from you. We would love to hear from you. Now, continuing on, doing the research, I came across reasons why relationships turn bad. So, panel, let's go with agree or disagree, okay?
All right.
Okay, cool.
Hold up 1 second.
We met. Okay. Why do I hold on for 1 second?
I'm tweeting.
I'm not. Okay. Number one reason why relationships turn bad. Reason number one, lack of compatibility. Now, this is the question I have. If you're not compatible with somebody, why try to do a relationship? That's what I'm saying.
Because you don't know. It's that, I mean, that initial, I mean, in 3 months' time, talking and dating, and then some people will sit down and actually, like, want to have the exclusive talk, the exclusivity discussion. After like 3 months, it's like, well, you know, things kind of mirror up. We like some of the same things.
Jeff Zilla, Jeff Ruby, Jeff Nomeo. My dude, 3 months is too long, my brother. You would know 2 weeks to a month if the relationship is cool or not. 3 months is too damn long. It's too damn long, Uncle Jeff. Come on now. It's too long.
Two weeks to a month, my friend. I was trying to get that range for the people who like to take things slow.
Whatever. Okay, I understand that. 2 weeks to a month. If in the month you know what, it ain't gonna work. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Go find somebody else. Okay. Reason number two why relationships turn bad. Number two reason, fault finding and intolerance. Fault finding. you know, if you're in a relationship and it's always your fault why things go bad, it's never the other person's fault. It's your fault.
Right, it is your fault.
Yeah, it's always Deidre's fault. I mean, because who makes
a peanut
butter jelly sandwich and takes the edges off the bread? Who does that? You know what I'm saying?
Deidre.
Yeah.
Lana does the same daggone thing too, man. Bread is hot. Bread is hot. Why she won't give up the end piece and throw this? Because she said the part is hard. Eat the bread. Eat the bread. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking about personal shit. I'm sorry. Number three, the third reason why relationships turn bad. Number three, monotonous, tedious routines. That's why you got to put a spark in your relationship. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You can't do the same thing every day. It gets tedious. It gets boring. Right, Deidre?
No.
Anyway.
I keep it live.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Reason number four why relationships turn bad. Number four reason. And this is a good one, devoting more work than to your partner. So you pay attention to your job and your occupation more than your significant other. That's a good one. And we all get to that sometimes. I've been there sometimes. And I know I'm not the only one. We all put more emphasis on work sometimes.
Yeah, I had to apologize many a time because I had to stay late at work because I was the first shift supervisor at McDonald's over French fries, and I took my job very seriously, and I had to apologize because I couldn't go with my girl to the movies. You know what I'm saying? I'd be late for stuff. I had to tend to my fries, man.
Tend to the fries. I had to make sure the fries were crispy brown.
Word up.
What was number three again?
Number three was monotonous, tedious routines. When you just do the same damn thing every damn day. God damn it. Put some spark into your life. Who wants to go to McDonald's every day? They're going to go to Burger King.
Mm.
Go to Wendy's. Okay, that was number four. Number five. Reasons why relationships turn bad. Number five, and this is a good one also, breach of trust.
That should have been number one.
Okay.
That's a good one. I agree with that one.
Okay. Reason number six why relationships turn bad. Number six reason, urge to dominate. And this is the thing that women try to do all the time in their relationship. They try to run stuff. Pisses me off.
Ain't nobody trying.
If man is natural, you know, come on. Women can't run a relationship all the time. You know why? Because women think with their hearts instead of their heads. Y'all too flippin' emotional.
No.
Y'all get upset when things ain't that serious. Yeah, you do.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Just silent. Just like,
I will say this in defense of Q's point. Into the statement. Women like to overthink men. Point blank, period.
I don't think they heard you. You need to say that one more time and say it with your chest. Say it one more time, son.
Women, people with human beings with ovaries, women like to overthink men. I don't know. Now, and here's the thing that I don't understand. It's like when the guy asked you out and you said yes, you went along with it. When you get in a relationship, I don't know where the trigger gets pulled that it's that somebody gave you the authority to overthink me. If we're partners, we should be able to bring both ideas, thoughts, reactions to the table, and we should be able to discuss them to devise a unified front in how we're going to move in this thing called our relationship. But for the women out there who overthink guys, it's like I said, I don't understand where the trigger was pulled, who did it. If you feel you're doing it because your man is stupid, then hell, I want to call you stupid because you stay with somebody who you have to overthink all the time. If you feel you have to overthink them, then you no longer have a partner. Then you move into the role of a mom if you think that you're raising his dude, if you think that you put the work in to get him to a level where he needs to get to. He's a science project at that point. So, I mean, if you love erupting volcanoes, love the pun, then you go ahead and love your science project.
Deidre, you have a rebuttal?
I do.
Okay. See what you got to say. Rebuttal?
I agree that sometimes women do kind of overstep. But there are some times when the situation that is presented before said female, you have to wonder if the decision that the man is making, especially if it is a decision that is affecting the both of you, if she tells you that you need to think about this shit, it's not that she's trying to overthink you. She's trying to make sure that you've thought about everything and you're not rushing into anything, because I, for one, don't want to be somebody that you, after getting into a situation that deals with me, you're now regretting the situation and now you're holding it over my head with some, mm-hmm. You know, you knew I was going through this, but you pushed me towards this, and I had told you before that I never wanted to do this. Had we stepped back and looked at the situation prior to getting in, you could have said that up front. I'm just saying.
Okay. Now, this is how this is how man thinks in a relationship. This is how man thinks. There are situations where, you know, we as men are selfish in our decisions. But those decisions are for our own personal beings only. But when it comes to decisions that includes the significant other,
mm-hmm.
We do think everything everything out. And we think with our heads, and we, like I said, we think of the whole, we think the whole scenario through. So what we say, we know in our hearts, is the best, it's the best decision for both parties.
Okay. So then my
but sometimes, when women make a decision about him or about, you know, her and her significant other, sometimes you just have to leave, you have to leave emotion out of it. And that's why, you know, in some instances when, you know, we say, you know what, if women felt like men sometimes, the world would be a better place. But simply the matter is, some of y'all do, but most of y'all don't. And that's where the conflict lies sometimes. That's where the conflict lies sometimes. You know, it's like, you know, some of the decisions are you smart? I mean, you use your head sometimes, but it's 70% or 80%, you know, emotion. And it's like y'all have to let that go sometimes.
Okay.
I think you better let it go. Little love can carry hold.
Egocentric. Oh, here's another one. Reasons why a relationship turns bad. Number 7, egocentric nature of your partner. Ooh-wee. Egocentric. Everything has to be a particular kind, no matter the price. If you're falling on the budget, somebody wants to go above and beyond the means of the relationship. Somebody wants to get that, you know, if you make a, you know, Ford Focus money, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a Ford Focus, but, you know, don't try to go for, you know, that E-Class.
Why not?
You know?
I work hard.
Get a Ford truck.
I worked hard,
you know,
for that.
Why would you pay $55,000 for a car if, you know, y'all just scraping?
Well, I worked hard for that truck.
I'm not talking to you, DJ. America, number 8. Reason why relationships turn bad, lack of forgiveness.
That's your number 2.
You know what? We're not doing that. We're not rating. It's just... I said reasons. Reasons why. I didn't say the top 10 reasons. I just said reasons.
And then you said number 8.
Lack of forgiveness. The last one, number 9, reasons why relationships turn bad is lack of maturity.
That should have been number 3.
And no, I'm not talking to you. And men get blamed for this all the time.
How do you
feel? We're not the mature. We're not the mature kinds. And you know what? To a point, that's okay. That's okay. What does a 35? If he's taking care of the house, taking care of his family, taking care of his kids, you know, what's the problem? What's the problem?
Depends on the situation.
You get for dating
the
other dudes. Love you, Mookie.
Watch yourself, Q.
I'm watching myself. America, we have, how long we got? 10 more minutes? We have 10 more minutes left on the show. So, you know, if you have something to say, if you have another reason, you know, why relationships go bad, you know, I did nine. If you got a few more that we missed, you know, call us, 760-683-2662. Hit us up online, www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Or you could hit us on Facebook, Amongst Friends Family, Amongst Friends Radio Online Show. We also have Twitter. Dina, what's Twitter?
Twitter is amongst_friends.
Twitter, our Twitter family is amongst_friends. I can't do Twitter. I don't understand it. I can't do Twitter. Twitter's for the young kids.
Another reason why relationships don't last is because folks just don't want to listen. They think they know every God-forsaken thing.
Well, that's a woman thing.
No, it's not.
Oh my God! Really? Okay. So it's gender. It doesn't. Gender is just a person.
Doesn't matter, male or female.
Okay.
America, if he say okay really? One more time.
Okay.
Say it one more time. And say it with your
chest. No, I'm not. Okay. I have another question, America. This is just me in my crazy way of thinking. Y'all know, you know, I'm not the most famous person in the world, but you know, there's always a method to my madness.
Oh Lord Jesus.
So, is it wrong?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Is it wrong to throw yourself at the mercy of the relationship if it's not going right? What I mean by that is, you know, do you give in, you know, and say like, you know what, I'm tired of arguing, I'll take the knee for this?
Yes.
Is it wrong?
No.
Why?
You got to pick and choose your battles.
It has nothing to do with picking. What do you mean picking your battles? What does picking your battles got to do with this?
Because some things are not worth arguing over. Like, if at the end of the day, it's not going to really matter one way or the other. Like, say, for instance, okay, the decision is we need to get a car because I need to get from point A to point B, and you need to get from point A to point B, and we're sitting over here arguing about what kind of car. You talking about we need a Ford Focus, and I'm talking about I need this Bentley. Look, at the end of the day, we need a car that is going to get us from point A to point B, so I'm not going to argue with you over it, especially if we've talked about it and we've discussed it and it doesn't work in our budget. I'm not going to fight over that. So I'm going to pick.
I understand what you're saying, but if your budget works towards a Ford than a Bentley.
I could have got a used Bentley. I may have got the hookup. I could have went to an auction.
Oh,
They don't sell you in Bentley's at auction. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, you
don't know. When have you seen a used Bentley at an auction?
Have you been to the auctions where they seize the drug dealers' cars and stuff? Have you been to one of those? If you haven't, why don't you take a seat and hush? What, Jeff?
If you are going, if you are going to an auction to buy a used Bentley, chances are you are not going to go to an auction to get that Bentley fixed. So, financially, it is not in your best interest to go to a place like, to go to an auction to get a used Bentley to say you have a used Bentley. You could have a house and buy a used Bentley, and you still can get that used Bentley fixed. So you might as well have, you might as well have a BMW 1 Series and live in a project.
I'll fix this. You know, I'm real good at it tonight. You know, because mugs just be talking, and I don't know what they're saying, and they trying to talk over me. So I'll just quieten you down. Look, it was just...
You know, look, nothing. It's just irresponsible, and it's not financially...
It is just an example of...
It's a sucky example.
Exactly. Get on my nerves.
It's an example. And just leave that there.
And if I see DJ in the dark alley, I'm gonna throw some rotten bread at her.
Look, America, we got about 3 more minutes left in this conversation. I'm about tired of these boys.
Some rotten bread from Olive Garden. That's what I'm gonna throw at her.
You ain't gonna do that.
Exactly.
The point is, you pick and choose your battles.
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
The sooner you learn that, the so much better we'll be.
I got you. Okay, America, we have. I'm sorry. Go ahead. If you have any more to say, go ahead. Say what you got to say. Because I got my closing editorial.
Well, go ahead and do that, because we only have 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
Okay. America, I'm going to need for y'all to keep this in mind. Okay? Now, we can all agree that all relationships aren't worth saving. If there's more bad than good, let it go and keep it moving. But if you had a relationship that was based on respect and kindness, then it hit the rocks. Those are the kinds of relationships worth saving. So, that's my editorial, America. If it's been rocky from the giddy up, there's no need to fight for it. Let it go. But, you know, we all, if the relationship was built on love and respect and admiration, and, you know, all relationships have their rocky moments. We all had them. If you've been in a relationship and it's been hunky-dory the whole time, you're not living in a real relationship, because all relationships go through hell. But if it's worth fighting for it, fight for it. That's all I got to say. What y'all got to say, panel? What y'all got to say?
Jeff, take us out.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, from the ladies for the men's. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab old combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab old combo. Amongst friends, Fab old combo. Grown and sexy baby, Grown and sexy baby, ooh. Amongst friends, Fab old combo. Amongst friends, Fab old combo.
Well, damn.
Hey. It was what it was.
All I gotta say, y'all niggas is stupid. Y'all niggas is stupid, yo.
Wow. That's how you gonna do me?
Wow. Filthy. That shit is filthy.
Wow.
Q, you actually said the...
That's why you ignore his dumb self.
Q! You said that the... Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't buy that.
That's false advertisement. I need to see the Carfax.
Was that last week? You did last week?
That was last week.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking last week. So I'm sorry.
Okay. It's all good. We did it. So, baby, I thank you. Thank you for helping me out. You know,
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
My
it's
bad.
It's all good. Next time I got you.
Okay. All right. It's a good show, guys.
Yes.
Good show. Great show.
Yes.
We did it, the three of us.
Y'all gonna stop over talking me, because I'll just turn your mic off.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Why are you turning the mic off? That wasn't cool.
You was talking too much. They couldn't hear my point.
He's a buster.
Buster or not, I was able to get my point across.
Yes, you did.
And I really enjoyed you guys because we were able to... Good night.
It was way better. What? It was way better than last week. Everybody, we kept everybody, you know, engaged. That was cool. There was no quiet. You know, we just all kept it moving. So that was cool.
All right.
So, I'm Honey Rose. I holla. Peace.